The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Have you ever heard of monasticism? It's been around a long time. What is it? And how should we regard its antiquity? Thank you for joining us today. This is Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We're located in North Texas, and we'd like you to know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. We have some free ebooks and other resources there, many articles that you can read, and we'd love to get your feedback as well. So, faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and David Renfro.
Well, David, I have a question here from someone named Gary. Very interesting question. Mm-hmm. He says, have you ever done a podcast or article on monasticism? I'd say the answer is not that I can recall. And this person, Gary, is a former Eastern Orthodox monk and now a born-again Christian. Hmm. Now, it's funny because on my mother's side, she was Serbian and Serbian Orthodox, and I was christened as Serbian Orthodox, which is Eastern Orthodox. Mm-hmm. And I went to a lot of Eastern Orthodox services. I was even an altar boy one summer in summer camp for 3 months. I was an altar boy.
Wow.
You know, you'd hand the priest the censer where they'd shake the censer with the incense. And they had all these pictures of the saints. And we'd have saints' days. We'd celebrate and things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this person goes on and says, I cannot but be puzzled how the institution of monasticism could have developed, taken root, and blossomed throughout the entire Christian world from as early as AD 250. And he said Christianity became essentially monastic. And he said Eastern Orthodoxy to this day is ultra-monastic in its spirituality and church services, all composed by monastics in the early centuries. And of course, they have veneration of the saints, most of whom were monks or nuns, and their spiritual reading and whole ethos. And he says, in Orthodoxy, it is the ideal example of the Christian life for every believer. Of course, it was monastics who also evangelized most of the world before the Reformation. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think we should put evangelism in quotes because...
really big quotes.
Yeah, because the evangelism they were giving was work salvation Roman Catholicism or work salvation Eastern Orthodox.
Right.
Which isn't to say there weren't some people who were born again prior to the Reformation. Every generation has always had a remnant of not just believing Jews, but also believing Gentiles.
I agree.
We just don't have the writings that have come down to us. But anyway, he's asking about that and say, how are we evangelical Christians to regard the antiquity of monasticism? My answer would be yes, monasticism is very, very early in church history, mm-hmm. and it has continued to today.
Right.
I mean, there are monastics today. And I would agree with Gary that not just in Eastern Orthodoxy, but Catholicism and Protestantism all have high regard for monastics. And basically, this is what we call asceticism. People who separate from the world and seek to have solitude, silence, right? And today in Christianity, even among Protestants, there's a real move toward silent retreats. Mm-hmm. There's a move toward being still and knowing that I am God, even though that reference from the Old Testament was directed toward unbelieving Gentiles and is saying,
shut up.
Shut up, and I'm going to destroy
you. Psalm 46, yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. And he's going to come in, and he's going to overwhelm them with his armies. You know, we've misused all that. And I think a lot of this relates to Colossians. Look, David, at Colossians chapter 2. And y'all, if you have your Bibles there, go ahead and turn to it. Of course, today you don't even need your Bible, right? You can just look on your phone.
Get your phone.
Get your phone and look at. And by the way, don't get me started. I want to encourage all of you, do not use your phone on Sunday morning. Take your Bible with you and underline in your Bible, circle in your Bible, right. Mark things in your Bible. It's too tempting if you're using your phone to look up Bible verses that you may, oh, here's a text that just came in. Let me look at this text. Or
that's right.
Here's a news flash that just came in. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, parents would say, don't write notes to other people during church. You know, you don't want to do that. You're distracting everybody.
Now they're texting.
Now they're texting during church, right? So where are we? Colossians 2, 21 and 22. What does that say, David?
21 and 22?
Yeah.
It says, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men.
Yeah. Men have established, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle. Also, do not marry, right?
Right.
And that's monasticism too, right?
Do not have fun.
Do not have fun.
Well, I love what it says in verse 23 right after. These things have an appearance of wisdom. Because I'm sure there was, quote, monasticism among the pagan Romans,
right,
and the Greeks, that the priests or the priestesses would live a monastic style life. And the only time they are interacting with other people is in the temple worship.
Well, don't we see this with Buddhists and Hindus?
Absolutely.
They have monks, too.
Sure. And to this day, it says the appearance of wisdom. I love that phrase.
In self-imposed religion.
Yeah.
Not religion from God, but self-imposed religion, false humility, and the neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
Right.
So what Gary's saying is, look, these things have no real value.
Right.
I think that's what Gary's saying. Not only that, but a lot of these people think they're doing these things to work their way to heaven.
Right.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
Before Martin Luther came to faith, Martin Luther thought that all of these monastic things he was doing were contributing toward his ultimate salvation.
That's right.
You know, they would take pilgrimages to Rome, and they would climb the steps on their knees, you know, and they would pray for long hours,
right,
get up in the middle of the night and pray. Nothing wrong with any of those. Well, I don't know about going to Rome on a pilgrimage.
Well, I especially don't want to do that on my knees.
Yeah, that would be a long crawl.
That's not fun.
Okay, so what I would suggest, Gary, is that monasticism is false religion. It's false piety. It's self-imposed. God doesn't want us to avoid eating certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to go through, you know, no marriage or separating from the world. We're to be in the world, but not of the world.
That's a crucial verse, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, you know, it seems to me that this is a dangerous way that people go, and we should not think that it would be a great thing if we did this. Now, don't get me wrong. Fasting is still something that the Old and New Testament teaches, and it's not been abrogated.
Mm-hmm.
So fasting is fine. Certain people with certain medical conditions should not be fasting because it would be detrimental to their health.
Right.
But if it's not, fasting can be helpful in focusing your mind on Christ. But fasting is not the only aspect of monasticism.
Well,
there are so many other things.
As long as you don't think that because I'm fasting, I'm gaining merit with the Lord.
This has helped me go to heaven.
Yeah, I get some more credits and, you know, all that.
Now, it can lead to eternal rewards, and
sure,
that's not a problem.
Eternal rewards is one thing.
But there's no merit in terms of my eternal destiny.
Yeah, the other thing that I wanted to bring out, and I think I got this by reading Francis Schaeffer, some of stuff that he
wrote.
You
heard him too, didn't you?
I actually got to meet the guy.
You did, when he was in Dallas?
Well, he spoke at one of the banquets, you know.
At Dallas.
At Dallas Seminary. He came in with that Swiss, you know, you see those Swiss people with the little costumes,
yeah,
you know, and he was in that, and he spoke in that costume.
He did.
And after the ceremony and after the banquet, I actually got to go up. He was standing there by himself. I thought there'd be a crowd around him. And I went up and just talked. You know, I loved what he wrote, and I asked him a couple of questions. He answered them very nicely and all that.
Wow.
But it was kind of cool to meet him. But one of the things that Francis Schaeffer did say—
He had Labrie, right?
Labrie over in Switzerland. He mentioned this, and it makes a lot of sense. He said in the very early church, you have a lot of, you know, what we've talked about in other programs, syncretism.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that in the early church, like the early popes, you know, around, what, 300 AD or thereabouts?
Well, I think the first actual pope was around the late 5th century, Gregory, I think. But
that was right after the fall of Rome.
But they did have bishops of Rome. And now, of course, the Catholic Church has revised history and said all those bishops were popes. But they really weren't called popes in the 3rd and 4th century. But there were bishops of Rome.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened was, what Schaeffer said is that at some point, what the Catholic Church did is they incorporated the philosophy of Plato, Platonic philosophy. And the main teaching of Plato's philosophy is that the physical universe is meaningless. It's valueless. Therefore, we don't care about this physical universe. And that's why you see in the medieval art, it's not about nature. You see little halos around everybody's head and these ethereal...
Because we're not looking for the new earth. We're looking for heaven.
Yeah.
And we're going to be disembodied spirits in heaven with the halo.
And so therefore...
But that's also false teaching because we're going to be resurrected and we're going to have a new earth and we're going to live on the new earth.
And it's also... It's an explicit denial of that verse you just quoted, be in the world but not of the world.
Yeah.
If you're a monastic kind of person, you're separating from the world and you're disobeying our Lord. He wants us to be in the world. Don't be of the world, meaning don't love it. Don't give your allegiance to stuff in the world. It's just like what John says, do not love the world. And that's the word agape, and that's the love of commitment and sacrifice. Do not sacrifice yourself for stuff in this world.
Amen.
And so that's why I think the monastic movement grew, is because it was part of a papal rule and the philosophy that the physical universe is meaningless. So why be in it?
All right, peeps. Well, thank you for tuning in. And Gary, thanks for your question about monasticism.
Yes.
And I think we need to be careful of anything that doesn't find our spiritual growth centered on the Word of God.
What does the Bible say?
Yeah, and the Spirit of God takes the Word of God, renews our minds, transforms our behavior.
Absolutely.
Romans 12:2.
I agree.
Well, thanks so much. And thanks, David. Let's keep grace
in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On the next episode, what role does prayer have when we study the Bible? Hope you'll join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.